I feel like I'm on a high after just interviewing this lovely guest that I'm about to introduce you to today on this episode. It is so mind-blowing how much Holly Skoog has literally transformed in her business over the past 8 months. And she specifically shares a lot of these wins coming from joining our group coaching program, Breakthrough. It is so crazy. She's literally getting ready to take a maternity leave. And she shared with us on the episode that she's actually taking 30 days unplugged from maternity leave and 3 months from client-facing activities, all from all of the work that she's put into place from within Breakthrough, our group coaching program. I am so excited because there's so many wins. She talks about how she's establishing her bonus plan with KPIs. I give her some tips and tricks if you're wondering what that looks like. We actually break that down today as well. She talks about letting go of certain clients and increasing her prices and how she went from a 51.4% profit margin to a 60.5% profit margin. And she's increased her average client fee, which is so amazing. She's maintained her sanity. She's been working really hard with her team to make sure to build out the internal training programs they need and all the resources for their team so that way she can really take an unplugged time off to be a new mom. I am so excited to be interviewing her today. If you've been looking for that inspiration or you've been really looking at an eyeballing breakthrough, then this is a great recording to listen to as we are going to dive into what that program looks like, the wins that can come from it for you as well. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. Do you ever feel like if you had actionable systems in place that it can actually take your practice to the next level? Can you imagine the freedom you'd gain from finally getting everything out of your head and into a system that can help you move things on autopilot? Do you ever feel like you want to hire help for your practice, but you just don't know where to start? Trust me, I get it, and you're not alone. But it doesn't have to be this way. You're kick-ass at doing the bookkeeping and accounting work. There's no doubt about that. But you struggle to maintain the systems and operations of your business. Am I right? But don't worry, that's where I come in, the workflow queen. I'm going to guide you on how to implement tech, systems, and automation in your practice so you can scale bigger, hire better, and break through to the next level. I can't wait to support you here on the Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang. Hey, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast with your host here, Alyssa Lang. I am so excited because the other day I posted inside of my lovely coaching program, Breakthrough, and I was looking for students who wanted to share their story and their wins about Breakthrough and all the different things that have happened in their firm since really joining. And I was so blown away because she is definitely one of those students that, like, you don't realize are doing so many things in the background because they may not be super, super active in the group. But man, did she blow me away with all of these incredible wins that she's had from being inside of Breakthrough and also the other things that she's done in her business to really grow her firm. So I'm so unbelievably excited to introduce Holly Skoog, and she actually owns Happy Book Solution. So thank you so much, Holly, for being here today. Please feel free to introduce yourself.
Yeah, so Holly Skoog here, running Happy Book Solutions. I started my business, back in the middle of 2021. At the time, I was working in corporate finance as a financial analyst, and I was just getting really sick of the corporate grind. And, you know, as is the story of a lot of bookkeepers out there, I was just really ready to be done with corporate finance. And so I kind of, you know, dipped my toe into the bookkeeping side, you know, business ownership. And, you know, I wasn't really sure that I could even really make that much money, that I could replace my corporate salary. You know, I did a ton of research and I was like, okay, maybe I'll just give it a shot. And after about 9 months, I was able to leave my corporate job. I hadn't quite replaced my salary yet, but we were able to sustain things with my bookkeeping business. And yeah, now here we are. I went full time in, March 2022. Mm-hmm. And so it hasn't, that's kind of mind blowing. It hasn't even been 2 years yet that I've been full time in business. And the fact that my business is where it is at today is kind of amazing. I also wanted to mention too that I kind of accidentally ended up niching in interior design. Okay. I have literally no background in interior design, but I started off with one client in interior design, and all of a sudden, all of these designers came to me. So now we are now exclusively taking on new clients in the interior design industry.
Oh, how exciting. I believe that there's one other student inside of Breakthrough who niches in interior design. Yeah. And the same thing, they kind of fell into it. It was like, all of a sudden it just fell on their lap. And I really think that when you lean into niches like that, like sometimes you don't come from that background, but if you really lean into something and you see that there's a desire or a need in an industry, it's like it's one of the smartest things you can do.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
And it definitely brings like so much more ease of systems, ease of like knowing who your ideal client is, your marketing. It just like seriously makes things so much easier to streamline.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's totally what we've noticed too. And honestly, a lot of the reason that we decided to exclusively serve interior designers, because it is kind of a unique industry, as are, I mean, a lot of industries out there. Because it's a unique industry, we have systems that work very well for interior designers that might not be very translatable to other industries. And so when I was approached by a couple, non-designers earlier on, before I'd officially been like, yep, we're only going to take designers on now, I was thinking like, man, this is going to be tough to implement with my team because we don't have the right systems in place for this different industry, right? Like my team is used to working with interior designers now. So yeah, it absolutely makes us way more efficient.
Oh yeah, makes it easier. I just love it also the marketing side of things because then it doesn't have to get
Yes.
distracting and you could be guest features on podcasts specific to the industry and I just love it.
Exactly.
So I'm excited to dive into some of the niche stuff. Before we dive into that, I do actually want to read what you commented on my post inside a breakthrough when I was looking for people or students to interview on the podcast. So I'm just going to read out what you wrote because it is so incredible. It just blows me away how much work you've done since implementing Breakthrough, and it's just so fun. So this is literally what Holly said in response to being on the podcast and whatnot. So she said the win that is a I she's absolutely the most grateful for is that she has a plan in place for maternity leave this spring. We have the systems in place such that I can take my time off from my business and learn how to be a new mom, knowing that my current clients are well taken care of and there's a plan in place to really maintain the pipeline and continue to grow wherever that pace really comes from. And some wins that you said, thanks to Breakthrough, is establishing a bonus KPI for your team members for 2024. It's far from perfect, but we have a new employee onboarding program. Yes, freaking win. I love that. Conducted a profitability analysis by client, identified a few of those prices really needed to be raised, got rid of a PETA client by raising prices and accepted that increase and the rest of them accepted those increase. Streamlined internal communications with Slack. It doesn't stop there, people. Wins from my business that were supported by Breakthrough has started 2023 with 7 monthly clients and ended 2023 with 16. That's a pretty impressive jump. Love that. And increase your average monthly client fee from $478 to now $511. So exciting. Hire 2 part-time employees, increase your net margin by 51.4% to 60.5%. Officially declared a niche. So excited. And maintained my sanity. Oh my gosh. So many amazing things. Like, I just want to sit here all day. This can go so many different directions, but I would just love to hear the last piece there was the thing that always makes me really excited, which is the maintaining sanity. Because we can talk about vanity metrics all day. We could talk about how we built these things, but really, like, our business is just one tiny sliver of our life, especially moving into this new version of you, into this mom version where you're also,
Yeah.
going on maternity leave. So I'd love to dive into like the sanity aspect of things with the business. Hey, listener, just wanted to quickly interrupt this episode today to ask you, have you been trying to find a better solution to actually taking payments from your clients? Then boy, do I have a solution for you. One of my absolute favorite pieces of tech is Pluto. Pluto is such a game changer in your business. It really helps you to allow you to be able to take payments easily from your clients through ACH. They also take credit card as well, but they have so many different options. One of the big perks to using something like Pluto over something like QBO and all the other options that we have out there for invoicing is because it is way more cost effective and it has saved me thousands of dollars on those fees that we get taken out for invoicing our clients. So we no longer use QuickBooks Online in order to invoice our own clients. We now have migrated over to Pluto. And if you want to learn more about Pluto and check it out, it is amazing. They make such a seamless process for our clients to be able to add the ACH information, to ask them to authorize us to be able to take the automatic payment every single month, and saves us a ton of money in fees. You're just going to go to workflowqueen.com/Pluto. That's workflowqueen.com/Pluto to learn more.
Oh yeah. I mean, so since the beginning of my business, I was very committed to working 4 days a week. I knew I only wanted to work 4 days a week. I knew, like I had said earlier, I was just so sick of the corporate life that I was like, give me my Fridays off. I'm gonna lean into that as a business owner. So I, for the most part, still do only work 4 days a week. You know, obviously there are busy seasons where I'll log in on a Friday here and there, end up staying a little bit later logged in than I anticipated during the rest of the week. But, you know, the fact that I've been able to maintain my sanity, like I said, like I mostly work 8:30 to 4:30 Monday through Thursday, and that has been beyond perfect for me. And because of Breakthrough, I was able to increase our capacity in the way that I was and still mostly work 4 days a week. Like that has been beyond valuable for me. I am not a self-proclaimed workaholic. I really value high quality work, but I also highly, highly, highly value work-life balance. And so I am not tempted to be working a cajillion hours a week. I love what I do, but I don't love doing it all the time. And so the fact, like I said, that I was just able to like have that split while growing my business as much as I did in 2023 is kind of amazing to me.
Yeah, and I like what you said about how like I love what I do, but I don't want to do it all the time. And I think that like there's this conversation that kind of gets thrown around that like if you really loved what you wanted to do, you can always do it forever. It's like I don't believe in that. I think like at the start of my business it was a little bit different, but I love when people touch on that because it's like I do love what I do, but I still have moments of being burnt out. I still have moments of like I don't want to work and I've got to like do what I got to do. So I'm really glad that you touched on that point.
2023 was the first year that I had part-time employees, and it was mind-blowing to me to be able to take a day off and know that work was still getting done. I was like, this is insane. This is amazing. And yeah, so again, without Breakthrough, we would have been able to get through it, but just to know like my team's efficiency is fairly optimized, and yeah, like we have everything in place to know that like if something comes up, they can reach out to me, but they know the boundaries of like when to reach out to me, when to bother me, you know, quote unquote bother me. I love my team, they're amazing. When exactly is it an emergency versus when can this wait till tomorrow or next week or whatever?
I love that. And did you implement that from the Notion setup that we gave? Did you guys implement Notion?
Yes, we did implement Notion.
Okay.
That's another thing I didn't even put on there. Notion has been like life-changing. I have one team member specifically who was really instrumental in helping me put that together, and we just like totally nerd out all the time about all the different things. So I haven't officially implemented the vacation, you know, leave section yet. However, I've been exploring that for my maternity leave because I'm planning on taking a more substantial chunk and, you know, all that. So it's so
Oh,
cool.
I love it. Notion is the best. It's my
It
fave.
really is. And
Yeah,
honestly,
so
that was like one of the main reasons that I joined Breakthrough in the first place is because I wanted the Notion template. I love the idea of Notion, but having to build it out and spend time building it out myself is beyond stressful to think about. And so like even if all I got from Breakthrough was the Notion template and not even the rest of the amazing other offers, it would have been worth it, hands down.
Oh, I love that. And let's unpack that a little bit because we have a lot of people who reach out very similar to you who just want Breakthrough because of Notion, like because of the way that I've set it up and the way that the template is. And I try to explain to people over and over and over again that unfortunately, the reason why I don't separate out the Notion piece from Breakthrough and just sell it separately is because Notion, the way that we have it built, is so intertwined with the concepts that you learn inside of Breakthrough. Like you have to learn how to run an effective meeting. If someone just gives you a template that says agenda for a meeting, like there's so many different logistics. There's logistics about, well, who attends the meetings? How can I even like get them to show up? What are ways I can keep it interactive? Like what conversations do we have? It's like it's so much more beyond that. So I'd love to hear from your perspective, someone who did come in really just focusing on wanting the Notion part of things. Did you see why I didn't separate it out?
Oh, without a doubt. Yes, without a doubt. And I think like that was such a, I shouldn't even say pleasant surprise, because I feel like everything you put out is like so well thought out. But I just like seriously, the value of it was something I couldn't have anticipated before joining. And once I was in, and once I got to, explore the Notion template, and at first it was like very overwhelming just because there's so
So
much to
much.
even like get through. But yeah, I feel like the way that you have things set up, being like, all right, here's where you specifically should start. Here is the things you need to focus on. Like, just pick one thing, start there. And, it's been what, 8 months, I think, since I joined. And in those 8 months, yeah, it's kind of amazing how much we've gotten through. And exactly what you were saying, like, I feel like not only have we gone through the actual like setup of Notion, we're not even totally done yet, but the portions that we have done have been so informational. And I've learned so much as a business owner as to how to optimize our business operations in a way that I never would have personally come up with on my own.
Yes, I love that. And I'm assuming, because I know that you mentioned one of your wins was the employee training program, because I know I just recently, it was probably before this episode goes live, I have done an episode. I'm like, is it live yet as we're recording it here? But I do know by the time that this goes live, it will have been done, where I talked about the internal training program and like what it means, what it does, like the beauty of what it brings to people. And I think there's this misconception that people think that they have to be constantly hiring new people in order to create some sort of an internal training program. So I'd love for you to kind of dive into what did that process look like? I know it's not easy because I have been there myself, having to build them twice in two different companies. What was that process like with one, the introduction of what this internal training program was, you actually doing the work to it and the involvement of the team, and two, now these new team members going through this training program?
So when I hired my first part-time employee, I did not have it built out yet. And it was definitely like, here you go, drinking from the fire hose. When I hired my first team member in January of last year, and I didn't join Breakthrough until I think June or July. And so it's kind of amazing to compare the two different onboarding experiences because we just had so much more built out, so much more fun. Formalized when I hired my second employee. And so that said, my second employee actually started as a contractor. She had been working with me for a while, but was like very, very, very part-time and worked on like very specific things in the business. And so she hadn't really been super involved in the bookkeeping side or in like the client side so much. And so when I was building out my onboarding, it was to bring her from a contractor to a bookkeeping employee. And so I had that background to fall back on that I like it made me feel a little bit better as I'm building out my employee onboarding that it doesn't need to be perfect. As a lot of business owners are, I'm such a perfectionist and I have to like constantly fight the urge for things to be like I have this attitude of like it has to be perfect or it's not worth doing. And obviously that's not. But so that said, I knew that she at least had some context of what it's like to work for HappyBook Solutions and, kind of the work that we do. So it gave me permission to be okay with things not being absolutely perfect. So that said, it was really like I love the way that you had it set up. It was just very, like you gave examples and it was very systematic. And I think it was a little bit hard sometimes to think through, like, okay, where do we begin? In order to start, the training, we pay for training. So the person needs to know how to do Clockify and needs to set up Clockify. So we'll maybe start with Clockify. But wait, in order to start with Clockify, we need to make sure they're set up in their email. And so, it's like
I
it was,
remember building this.
oh my gosh, it was such an exercise to go through, like, what is the proper
The
step
chicken
number
before the
one
egg.
and what step number two? Kind of crazy. But yeah, I feel like it was by the end of it, it took me, I don't know, I would guess probably 2 to 3 weeks to like really do my first pass, record all my videos, all of that. But now that that contractor has gone through that training, has been onboarded as an employee, I've learned from her experience, and I was very clear, like, this is not perfect. Any questions, let us know. But with the way that you have it set up, where they're giving daily feedback, they're letting us know if there's anything that they feel like is missing, or we were able to, with each quiz, understand, okay, this maybe wasn't explained totally well, or, we need to flesh this out a little bit more. So I feel like, in the future, as we continue hopefully onboarding more employees, we will continue to be able to improve based on the feedback we're getting. And just like, SOPs in your business, like it's a constant improvement, and any incremental improvement is still improvement. And so we call that good.
Oh, I love that. Yes, it's so funny because for anybody who's listening right now who's like, what are you guys even talking about? So this is not even like what breakthrough is. When we talk about program, this is like an internal program. So if you've never heard of the concept, just imagine if you've ever worked for more of a corporate company, probably at the very beginning when you were trained, they sat you in a room on a computer to learn about the company and the values and all the different things that helped you to train up into working with the company. Well, I came up with this concept a couple of years ago for Workflow Queen. It started as what it was for. And then other people in the industry were like, oh my God, Alyssa, like we need this for our firm. We keep growing and we need new team members. And so essentially, I was like, I remember when I got hired at a credit union and they made me sit down and they made me to go through all the stuff. And it helped me foundationally without anybody having to train me. And then by the time I went to go get hands-on experience, then it was the hands-on piece. And then I got to implement it. And then you got the practice and the training. And so when we built Breakthrough, I really wanted to make sure to touch on inside of the Empowered Company Culture module, where we talk about the hiring, the finding, the onboarding, the maintaining the team members and letting go. I wanted to include this internal training program. So essentially, we don't build it for our students. Because your firm, even just Holly here, her firm is so different than mine. Like, we serve two different niches. Like, we're e-commerce and course creators. Like, it would be wildly different if I try to put my team through your internal training program. You use different tech than I do. And so, essentially, it doesn't have to be as crazy and a lot of time that people think it does. You don't have to even get ready because it's internal. You can literally not be wearing makeup. You don't have to, like, please put a shirt on because HR reasons, people. I was going to say you don't have to put a shirt on, but you definitely do. But what I'm saying is, you don't even have to be on camera if you don't want to. All of the concept of this is to get things to be organized and consistent because we've all made the mistake. Like you said, when you hired your first contractor, you brought them in and they had a drink from a fire hose. You on a Zoom call being like distracted all of a sudden, being like, oh, wait, and then there's Loom and here it is. Oh, wait, and then there's LastPass. Oh, and you're popping back and forth and it's not organized. They're confused. They don't want to ask questions because they didn't want to interrupt you. So that's what the whole point is. So if you're listening and that's something that you're intrigued about, then I really recommend just taking a step back and saying, like, how can I create some sort of an agenda and build onto it, make it repeatable, make it really easy. And then, like you said, as you get feedback and as the company adapts, you just update things. And for us, sometimes what we do, I don't know if this is going to be helpful for you as you tweak your internal training program, is at the bottom, like inside of wherever our videos are hosted to explain that lesson of what they're learning. We'll usually put at the bottom if something has changed. Like in this video, we mentioned that LastPass it's here, but they actually moved a couple of things. Yeah. So then you don't have to like refilm until I think our rule of thumb is when it's so much that someone would get so confused that they cannot complete the thing, then we go update. It's like same with for all of our programs. Like just because Asana changed a couple of buttons doesn't mean we're gonna go record a whole entire, kickoff of this one, which would be a beast on its own. I do have to get ready for
Overkill.
that, unfortunately. But yeah, so for anyone listening, like it doesn't have to be super complicated. And like you said, you're getting feedback from your team and you're tweaking and you're knowing what's wrong and you can figure out the gaps of what they're not understanding to help them when they get thrown into the fire and start to actually do the client work. You know, in the order, it's so funny that you were talking about that. I hear that a lot. That's why in Breakthrough, I wanted to give like a generalized idea of the first like 2 weeks
I know,
of
I'm so
stuff.
grateful you did.
Because it really is. I seriously remember going to this at the time. Alyssa Truelove used to work for me and it was at Workflow Queen. And I remember getting on a call with her and we were talking about like what order to put everything in. And I was just like, oh my God, we have to teach Gmail before we can talk about Clockify because that's where they're going to get the thing. Same thing that you said. It was everything that went through my mind. Because how do you do it? You don't just go straight to QBO and say, this is how you do the work.
Exactly. I know, it's so convoluted.
Yeah, it's just like it all intertwines because we're also so close to it that we just can't step away and see it. So I'm glad that it's really working out. So right now, can you repeat one more time? So you have three team members or is it two?
I have two. So one I onboarded as an employee in January of last year, 2023. And then one had been a contractor for about a year, almost a year and a half, before I ended up onboarding her as a full, full part-time employee.
I love it. And do you plan to hire any more team members coming up while you leave?
Absolutely. Yeah. So hopefully, right now the big focus is maternity leave.
Of
So
course.
I'm not planning on doing anything crazy in the next
Yep.
couple months, but absolutely, I definitely have a vision for having a larger team and having, more full-time employees even. And especially, my desire is I'm entering into a totally new life phase, right? And I would love to continue to be able to be more hands-off on my business and, be there for my family in a way that I definitely wouldn't have been as a corporate employee. And that, it just offers flexibility for
Yes.
me in a way that I just
I'm
didn't
so
have before.
excited for you. I can't wait to hear how the maternity leave goes. That's going to be one of my questions for you, actually, is what's your plan? Are you taking it fully unplugged from maternity leave, or what's the time frame look like? Like, tell me the details.
So my goal is to take 30 days, 100% totally unplugged,
Love it.
and then take 3 months altogether off of any client-facing activities. So I'll still give myself opportunity after 30 days to, very, very slowly ramp back into the internal operations and not put too much pressure on myself or my team to get things really growing.
Oh my gosh, I love that. And so 30 days fully unplugged, that's already a feat on its own. I know what it's like to have
Absolutely.
prepped. My very first 30 days off that I ever took fully unplugged was back in 2021 or 2020. I think it's 2021. And man, it was like 3 months of prep. And I can only imagine that you're probably prepping months in advance because when do you go on maternity leave?
So babies due April 10th.
Okay.
So yeah, whenever baby comes,
You're like, that's when
that's
maternity
another
leave
stressful
starts.
thing is that babies, don't always operate on my
Yeah.
timeline.
As much as we'd
So,
love that,
I
that'd be
just,
great.
yeah, I just keep thinking like, oh, what if baby comes early? What if baby comes early? So
Yeah.
I've been in like hardcore prep mode for
Yeah.
quite some time now, but.
You know what, though? I do have to say that the first time you do it is the hardest. After that, because you're doing it again, you're going to come back and you're going to realize, like, I actually don't need that back on my plate because they've been fine for the past 30 days doing it without me or needing me to do it. I remember the first 30 days I took when I came back, I legit was like, I actually don't want to do this. And I haven't missed doing it. And I just didn't put it back on my plate. And so, like, I can't wait to see how it goes and fully unplugging and also your team to kind of be uplifted because there is power in them feeling and knowing that you trust them enough to walk away for 30 days.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Even just yesterday, I was feeling super sick unexpectedly. And so I had to unexpectedly take the day off. And, I feel like there was a decent amount of things to do. But I was able to text my team and be like, hey, guys, I am not feeling good today. I have to take the day
Yeah.
off. And they were totally fine. And
Yeah.
they got their stuff done. And it feels super good for me to know that they have what they need to get their job done. And they feel super good to be like, it brings them joy to be able to support me when I'm not feeling very good. And they can give me the gift of a day off when I need it,
Yeah, I love that. It's so funny that you say that because yesterday I woke up sassy. Let's just say that that's how I woke up yesterday. I definitely woke up a little sassy. And honestly, I went to the gym the day before and I've been trying to like get back in the rhythm. But man, they're like, you should be happy after you work out. I was so sore, I was not happy the next day. And it was to the point where like everything was miserable. I even got mad at the bread that I was trying to slice for like my avocado toast in the morning because I'm like,
I've been there.
nothing was going right in the whole day. So, anyways, I got on one call with one of my team members for my firm in the morning and I immediately got on. And I said, I am not having a good day. I'm just going to warn you, but I'm going to get what we need done out of this conversation that you needed support with. But I'm just letting you know, I'm going to be done for the rest of the day because nothing good comes from Alyssa, who's the sassy version of herself. Like, it's just not good. And so it was just a whole day. Like, I ended up getting in a car accident last night, which was really crazy. I'm okay. The other person was okay, but they swiped me on the back of my 4Runner, and I was not very happy about that. But it is what it is. The silver lining is I've been wanting to replace that bumper anyways with an off-roading
There
one.
you
So it actually was
go.
like it couldn't have hit the most perfect spot. That sounds really bad. But anyways, so the reason I bring that up is because when there's days like that, it's so empowering to know that like everything's gonna be fine. The clients we had just signed on a new client was still sent all the onboarding stuff. My cleanup people were still doing the cleanups. Like everybody was still doing what they needed to do. Granted, there was some like marketing things that I wanted to get done, but I'm like, it's nobody's gonna die if I don't get it done yesterday.
Oh, exactly. Yep.
They don't need
Yeah,
that
but
in my
today.
marketing. Sassy me in marketing. No.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
You
Yeah, I mean,
know?
that was exactly my attitude too, was like, you know, yes, there were things that I meant to get done yesterday, but you know, everything that needed to get done got done. I'll probably work a little bit late today, but that's not a big
I'm like, it's
deal, you
fine,
know?
but your team loves it and they're supporting you. And you probably do things as well for your team to make them feel supported, to want to support you, because it's not just a one, it's like a relationship. I think a lot of people
Absolutely.
think that your just team is just going to love you. And because you're the boss, it's like they kind of have to like be supportive because you are paying them. But at the same time, like if you just treat your team good, they want to genuinely treat you good.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, and they have the same opportunity. You know, we haven't had any maternity leave systems in place for, you know, either of my employees right now, but you know, one of my employees often lives the digital nomad life. And so she travels a lot, and it works out really great because she's a super reliable employee. And because of that, I don't really care if she, you know, needs a day off to travel or whatever. And, you know, I know that she's super grateful for that. And yeah, exactly what you were just saying. It's so empowering for me too to be able to offer that type of thing that would never be available to either of them in the corporate world, you know?
Yes, I love that. And I like how you touched on it's not just about you too, it's also about the team, because that was important for me too, was to build the system that not just I was going to be able to take a leave, but I've had, team members that have worked for me that have had family really sick, who've had dealt with anxiety and depression days. Like I've had team members who just go travel across the world for 2 weeks straight. And it's like, I didn't want the opportunity only for me, but how can we fit that opportunity in for them? And it's funny
Exactly.
because if you can teach yourself and learn how to do this leave that you're doing, which you're learning from the different resources and the different ways that you can get support, you can bleed that into your team. And so the beauty is, whenever like Mackenzie's a really great example, she's the one who loves to frolic across the world and she just loves that kind of stuff. And I want her to have unplugged time. I don't want her to work, just go for 2 weeks to, I think last time she went to Santa Land in like Norway or something, a bunch of
Oh,
different
whoa,
places.
cool.
I was like, I want to know what this place is, but like really cool stuff. She loves to travel the world. And like one of her big things is going to every national park in the US, which is really cool. And I want to be supportive, but it's funny when I know that Mackenzie's going to be gone, she initiates the Asana project. She initiates the Notion page. She gets it all set up. My team is trained to prepare themselves for leave. And it's really cool because by the time that they go to leave, we didn't have to do anything. They got everything ready. We just double checked that it's all good to go. And then she's on her merry way and we don't bother her.
Oh, exactly. And I love the way you said that too. It's like the vision isn't just for me to be able to take time off. Like the vision is also for my team to be able to do that exact same thing. And yeah, it's really fun to like be an employer who can offer that, you know?
Oh,
And
I
just
love
like you were
that.
saying, it means that there is definitely more of a team feeling than like, oh, I'm your superior, and so you have to listen to me, you know? And it's much more like we are supportive of one another.
Yes, I love that. I think you nailed it on that one. So I wanted to talk through a couple of different things that you kind of brought up because I know that our listeners love logistics of things, but one of the things that you brought up was establishing a bonus plan with KPIs for your team members coming into 2024. This is so funny because especially during the end of the year, this conversation was huge inside of the Breakthrough community about bonuses. What do I pay them out? Do I just give them a bonus for no reason, or do I actually like have a plan? And so I'd love to talk about the bonus plan with the KPIs and what part of that was like given to you in Breakthrough and how did you kind of go about it? What type of support did you get building it?
I'll admit it's still being built
I love
as we
it.
speak. I've gotten the bonus side figured out, I think, and now it's just a matter of narrowing down KPIs. But I'm going to back up from that and say I was super motivated to get a bonus plan, a KPI driven bonus plan in place for this year, because that was one of the things that drove me crazy in the corporate world, was that you could work your tail off and you would see no extra reward because of it. And in fact, the more diligent employees ended up kind of getting screwed over because you're more reliable, you get assigned more projects. And the less reliable people just don't get assigned those extra projects and they just get to live their merry life. And so it's so frustrating to me to be part of that type of culture. And so the idea of saying, if you go above and beyond, you are getting monetarily rewarded for that and commensurate with how far above and beyond you go, you know? And so, and of course, you don't get penalized for just doing your job, but we like to reward extra work, right? And not make you feel like you have to work extra just for the same amount of money. So, anyway, that said, I absolutely started off by scouring the Facebook group. And I'm sure that I participated or worked in all of those Facebook
Conversations.
posts.
There was a lot of those conversations at the end of last
Yes.
year.
Yes. And I was so grateful because that was exactly what was on my mind as well. And especially because, yeah, it was my first, like, basically full year with an employee, and she just absolutely knocked everything out of the park. But I didn't have a KPI, you know, system in place. So I did give my employees a bonus, but it was just kind of, here's what I can afford, and here's what I think seems fair. And it was totally arbitrary. So anyway, that's what makes me excited about this year. I did all the analysis towards the end of last year when I was planning for 2024. But I think I ended up doing similar to what you did, where based on my projections for how the business, you know, business profitability in 2024, I set aside a certain percentage of that to be employee bonuses. I then split that up farther between my employees based on how many hours I expect each of them to work or like what their pay structure will be. So, yeah, so I've got like a nice little grid of like if we hit this percentage, you know, above and beyond our profit, and you hit, you know, these KPIs, then you get paid out this amount of money. They then have the opportunity to say, okay, if I perform over and above in this regard and the business achieves 110% of its profitability goal, then I get paid this amount of money. So it's very clear for them, very clear for me, and still puts some constraints around, you know, like if we don't do so great, people aren't expecting a bonus, right? So I loved it. And all like literally all of it's coming from the Facebook group. So
I know it's crazy, like, 'cause we have lessons inside of Breakthrough on the KPIs. We get the KPI spreadsheet, what you should be tracking, all that stuff. It's funny. I just need to get around to actually creating a like an official lesson on bonuses, but it's worked really well for people to go to coaching calls and pick mine and Brooke's brain about how we've structured the bonuses. And then also the Facebook community like has been crazy and just great conversations. I love it. I don't know if this is really helpful for you if in any capacity, but I know you're talking about the number of hours that they work, but we call them salary weights. So based off of everyone's salary rate is their percentage of what they're going to get with their bucket. So like there's 100% of opportunity for X dollar amount, 100% of it can go towards bonuses. If you're paid X dollar amount and you have a higher salary rate than my other two employees, and maybe you're at 60%, then they're 30 and 30 or whatever would equal up to 100. That's how we do it. I don't know if that's helpful, but that's been, it works for us really well for the bonuses of the pool itself. You know?
Yeah, and I think that's how I ended up structuring it, is that we've got the pool, and then just based on wherever their share is, you know, of their salary, then that's how it gets split out.
Yeah, exactly. 'Cause that's the weight. And then like we go another level deeper after that. So it's like, here's your full opportunity, your 100% opportunity of
Yes.
what you can earn if you're hitting your goals. And the thing is, I know a lot of listeners who are probably like, well, I have an account manager and I also have a bookkeeper and I also have an assistant. How is it fair? How am I going to track all these different KPIs? Well, we put weight. So if you assign 2 to 3 KPIs per team member per role, then what you can do is say, like, if they're hitting like 40% to 60% would be their good, better, best, like whatever that little, you know, how we teach that and break through the good, better, best system. You essentially pick whatever that is. And no matter what they're doing, as long as they're hitting their percentages in those areas of those three, it's like, are you hitting all three of your core major KPIs? And then that's how it's bonused. It's like the account manager will bonus for different reasons than what the assistant would, but everybody still gets the opportunity to bonus with the high level weight and then the low level weight.
Exactly. Yep.
I
Yep.
love the bonuses. Like I can just talk about that. But yes, I love that you set aside a certain percent because I believe ours is anywhere from 2 to 4% of every dollar we make in the company goes into a salary bonus pool. But if we're doing like a very special promotion, then it's like I think 7%. Like they have more opportunity during like larger peak seasons. Like right now we're doing it in my firm for cleanup season because it's peak season for us. So they actually get a set. Now the increase of the pool goes into 7%, which is
Yeah, that's
great because
cool.
if they can push us over some cleanup people and they can bring us anybody over onto our level, and there's other opportunities, bonuses for sending people to us. Like as long as they're with us and you're with us, you will always get a bonus for the person you send to us.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I'm also going to try to come up with some KPIs for when I'm on leave, and to be able to have a light at the end of the tunnel of 4 to 12 weeks of me being quite hands off. I think the team could probably use a little bit of extra,
Push to
monetary
not reach
incentive.
out. You know what a great KPI for that would be number of reach outs. So your best. So
Ooh,
if you're
I'm writing
looking,
that
yes, I love that. So your good, better, best would be the best would be zero reach outs. Like that's what you're aiming for. Maybe the bonus is like if nobody reaches out to you, and then it has like the better would probably be something like maybe twice or three times, whatever's realistic with what you can feel feels good. And then good is like, yeah, like it's fine. Like maybe it's five reach outs, but anything after five reach outs, like nobody gets the bonus. But at the same
down.
time, you also need to have some sort of errors tracking, because if you find that there's zero reach outs, and this is where lead and lag metrics will come into play. If there's zero reach outs, but a spike in errors, then it was the fear that people couldn't reach out to you because they were scared that they would not get their bonus, that they were willing to risk the non-quality. So if you find that the quality decreases, aka errors increase, and the result was zero reach outs, then we need to make sure that they don't feel like they can't reach out when it really is an emergency to make sure it's accurate.
Yeah, that's
So I
super
would layer
good.
that in there.
Yep, that's super good. I love
Well,
that.
I love that conversation. I love KPIs and bonuses. And then for you, I would just dive into like the lesson around KPIs that we have inside of Breakthrough, because it will break down the different ones. And then Brooke did a guest expert session. I don't know if you got the chance to look at it.
Oh, I
She
haven't tried
did
that one.
one
Let me
on
do it.
KPIs, and she actually gave like all the different additional ones that she does outside of like what we do inside of Breakthrough. And it's
Oh, I
awesome.
might have to check that out.
Yeah.
And by
Profitability
might,
per
I mean I
client.
will.
Yeah, you will. I know you will after this. You're a silent lurker, which you're just like me. The
am.
meditate
I'm such
course.
a lurker.
I definitely am a silent lurker. I don't really attend calls. Like I won't really ask too many questions, but I'll read them and I'll consume.
Yep. And actually, when I had initially reached out before I joined Breakthrough, and we had a conversation, and you mentioned something about that, about you kind of tend to just go at your own pace, kind of do your own thing. And I was like, that is 100% me. I almost felt like I had permission to join and just kind of do my own thing, join and lurk, right?
Yeah.
And
Yeah, no, but I
it's super
totally
valuable
agree.
to me.
Yes. Well, thank you for saying that, because then that reminds me that sometimes we just need the permission that like it's okay if you are one of those. I'm one of those people. I just not really a big coaching call person. Do I like actually hosting coaching calls? Well, I mean, like as the coach, I am obsessed with it. And I know the trend of who typically will come to all of our coaching calls, just because I've been doing this for almost 2 years of Breakthrough. So yeah, I would definitely like get the support and submit your KPIs for homework. Because inside of Breakthrough, we get the homework reviews. Submit it, because I'm more than happy to give you feedback on the KPIs that you choose for the team.
All
Yeah.
right, you can be looking for that in the next couple of weeks.
I love that. I love, love, love. So I know that we're coming up to the end here. So I just wanted to kind of wrap up a couple of things. We talked today about your internal training program, just really how amazing it's been now that you have all these different team members. The bonus and KPI structure, we kind of like nailed that part down and had that conversation. I can't wait to see what kind of flourishes of the KPIs that you choose and what you end up doing. But we also talked about like the maintaining the sanity aspect of things. But one last thing I kind of wanted to touch on was the client aspect, where you said that you guys did a reevaluation of all your clients, let go of one of them. Everyone else agreed to the price increase. And now your guys' average invoice value is a lot higher. So I'd love to talk about what was that process like, having to, one, face the fact that you have to let go of someone, to the risk of losing clients with increasing your rates.
Yeah, so part of this was motivated by the fact that in 2022 and prior, before I'd hired on any help, I realized I was way undervaluing my work. And I already at the end of 2022 knew I have to increase my prices. And so what I did is I ended up with any new clients that I brought on. My prices were increased. I majorly increased my minimum. And especially once I had employees that I needed to pay, it definitely was a motivator to make sure that I was adequately pricing. I had already a list of people that I knew for a long time I needed to increase their price. And I was just dragging my feet because I was like, well, we've got this influx of new clients that are paying more. So what's the big deal if I just leave these other ones that are not paying us very well. But anyway, yeah, I knew for a long time I needed to increase some prices. And this one other client that ended up leaving, which yeah, was a blessed subtraction. We were kind of glad that it worked out that way. It was one of my first clients. I was not servicing them in the way that I was servicing other clients. You know, they were just kind of a black sheep and not really interested in changing the way that we worked with them. And, you know, they were really, really, really nice people, but just not the best fit anymore. And so, yeah, it was one of those things where I said, you know what? Let's increase your price to this. If you're willing to pay it, then we'll keep you on. And if not, then sayonara, best of luck.
You're like,
And
bye.
it worked out really well for them. And I have been so grateful now to not have it weighing on me that we have these clients that are way underpaying us just because I haven't had that conversation. Where the other two that I had identified that really needed to be increased, they were more than happy to pay the increase because for them, like we've delivered over and above the value that they had been paying. And they also had grown a bunch. So it was one of those things that I built up in my head for way, like literally like a year. And once I finally did it, it really was fairly painless.
You'd be surprised how many people like really want to pay you more. It's just like they're busy business owners. Like they're not going to remember to reach out and be like, hey, we think you deserve to be paid more at your firm. Like, and blah, blah, blah. It's just they're way too busy. That's why I always tell my team members, you ask me when you're ready for a raise because I'm not thinking about it. Like, not that I don't care about you guys. It's the fact that like I am distracted by the 50 million things that I really want. I have all these ideas, they're coming into my brain all the time. That's like the last thing I'm thinking about. And not because I don't care. And it's like, thank God I have Asana to remind me to like consider raises. But like, I just tell them, just tell me, because I'm not going to remember. Like, I'm not going to remember to do these things. So I like that one thing that you kind of touched on there was how you priced then is not how you needed to price now. And I think that that's the big misconception in this industry is that a lot of us came from maybe a bookkeeping program or from the accounting space, wherever anybody came from that helped you, some guru or some coach told you should price your clients at $100 a month because it is just you and it's just a side hustle and it's really only meant to help you maybe pay a couple of bills at home. But then all of a sudden you girl bossed way too hard and now you've got this big business that actually needs you to fund it because you have more expenses, you've got more team members. I see a lot of people in this space that are trapped in this vicious cycle because they were taught not from the beginning to consider growth in mind because they're told you're probably not going to hire anytime soon. You don't need to worry about that. But then you need to do a significant jump and it's hard. And so one of the resources we added to Breakthrough, I think almost around the time that you had joined, we actually implemented, I forgot the name of it. And I don't know if this is helpful. It sounds like you've kind of got this figured out, but any of our Breakthrough students who are listening, essentially it's this resource that says, how are you currently pricing? And then like how much time and how much do you think you're going to pay a team member? So that way people can dream up the future team that they're going to have. And it will literally spit out the data to say you need to increase your rates by X dollar amount to be able to afford that future team or those future expenses. And that's been really helpful for Breakthrough students who are like, I don't even know if I can afford it. I don't even know what to price if I want this team. And that calculation is not very straightforward.
Oh, absolutely. But the thing that has really motivated me, honestly, has been we've brought on so many new clients in 2023 that I have realized that the quality of work that we do, it far exceeds the quality of work that a lot of other people do out there. And so I was like, man, I feel so justified in charging more. And the fact that like we've had people who had said no to a proposal before because we were, you know, we came in higher than, you know, somebody else that they'd talked to. They go with that other person, and it's happened two or three times where that person has now come back to us and said, hey, it did not work out with that other person. I would feel so much more comfortable going with you guys, even
Oh,
though
I
I know
love
you're more
that.
expensive. And even though I know that now that it's been almost a year, it's going to probably be even more for me.
I know, it's so
It's
crazy.
been great.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. It's so funny that we're the same because I do price very high. I mean, our base rate is barely 400 for just basic businesses if they are course creators like in the service provider space. If they're e-commerce, it's no less than 600 because it's more common. And that's just like the baseline. And then everything else, most of our clients aren't price at our baseline because they have more than one account. They might follow profit first. They have all these different layers and stuff, different seller platforms. And I also have gotten like where people have gotten on intake forms and been like, this is way too out of like price range, or this is just going to be too much. And a lot of people who are listening would be like, oh, they're not my people. I beg to differ. Get on the call anyways, because sometimes they don't understand the value of what you actually do. And I can't tell you how many times someone's gone on and been like, yeah, I really only want to budget about $75 a month. And then we get on a call and I have to explain that like this is our baseline and how many times we've actually converted them into like paying clients that are like 500 plus to work with us on a monthly basis. It was because of how much we had explained to them that like, we're not going to leave you in the dust. You're not going to have reporting that you don't understand. You're going to hear from us. Like we're going to, you know, put together and compile a list throughout the year that you give to your taxpayer of things that need to be flagged. Like we take all that off your plate. And I think that that's where I wish more people really understood that concept. I feel like me and you have a lot of, we have a lot of shared values in that way where if you just sit down and show someone like this is really what value you're getting for this amount, you can change someone's mind about the pricing without resentment on their end or even on your end as well.
Absolutely. One of our core values is approachability. We want to be approachable to our clients. And one person in particular who has now come back to us said that part of the main reason that she did is because every time she talked to the other bookkeeper, they made her feel stupid, or she just felt like she couldn't ask questions because she was afraid that that it was something that she should have already known. And the feedback that I got immediately from her, like reaching back out almost a year later, she was like, "Man, I forgot how nice it is to talk to you." And even just that basic, like client-mindedness, I feel like people are willing to pay a premium for, because that is not what our industry is known for. It's not known for approachability. And so when people encounter financial professionals who are approachable, they're like, "I want to work with you, and I'm willing to pay a premium to not feel stupid every time I talk to you," right?
Especially like women too in this space. I mean, this is nothing to any of my male listeners, but a lot of women feel very mansplained too for a lot of the firms that they've worked with that are old school, you know, old suit and tie type scenario that they do feel down talked. They're using big words. And so that's a big thing. We're so similar in so many different ways because that's one of my big values too is like one approachability and making sure that they understand that like we're going to use analogies. We're going to explain things in ways that make sense to you because if it doesn't, like there's no point. Me using big words isn't impressive. It actually just makes them feel more dumb. And the more that I want from them is that they feel smart and that they feel empowered and that they feel like they know what's happening and not, you know, just throwing things and hoping that it sticks for them. So I really, really enjoy that you're taking that approach too, because that's one of the big compliments that we get is that we do break down things in ways that like are kind of like for third graders. And that's really how you should. Your marketing legitimately, like good marketing professionals will tell you need to break things down like as if you're talking to a third grader because people sometimes don't understand what you're saying. Like, this is our industry. We get it every day. We know what a debit credit is. When they hear credit, they think their credit card. When they hear debit, they think their debit card. They don't know that that actually means an increase or a decrease or whatever these things are, right? Oh my gosh, I love this. I think we've got so many notes. So we're here at the very end, but one of the last questions I like to ask my breakthrough students is what is something that you want to say to someone who might be on the fence of joining Breakthrough? What would you leave with today, letting them know?
Do it.
Nike said, just do it.
It's so lame, but honestly, like I said, I did not realize the full value of what I would be getting out of it. Like I said, to be totally honest, I was kind of in it for the Notion template, and I was just so blown away with the incredible value that I received, such that my business would not be where it is today without Breakthrough. Seriously. Not that I'd be doing bad, but I certainly would not have been able to maintain my sanity. I certainly would not have been able to experience and realize the growth that we have in the second half of 2023.
I love that. Well, thank you so much. You definitely have worked hard. I always tell people, y'all can figure it out on your own. You 100% can. You all are smart enough to make it happen. It's just sometimes having the fast track and the support is really what's going to get you there faster and get ready for maternity leave and get ready for vacations and time off. So I'm very grateful. I'm so happy that you silently posted on the thing. I'm like, where? Holly's just been like kicking ass and taking names, and I didn't even
Come from.
realize. So thank you for today and for sharing your wins. And I'm sure that you're inspiring a lot of people to just really take their business to the next level and just really implement the things that we talked about today. So for anyone who's listening, if you want to check out Breakthrough, I'll put a link in the chat below this episode. And also if you want to talk through if Breakthrough is the right fit for you, especially right now, I will also put a link for you to do a free 15-minute consult. I am not afraid to tell you you're not ready. The last thing I want is for anybody to spend money on something that they're not going to use. I want it to be implementable and for there to be success. So where can people reach out to you, get to know you, if maybe a designer's listening to this episode and get into your world?
Yeah, so our website is www.happybookssolutions.com. My email, people are more than welcome to email me, holly@happybookssolutions.com. I'm also on Instagram at happy.books.solutions. I'm a little less active on Instagram personally. I outsource my social media.
Yeah, same, same. I'm not on there very often. They're doing all the posting. Well, thank you so much, Holly. I appreciate you being here today and just sharing everything that you've done.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Alyssa.
Thank you for tuning in to yet another episode of our Conquering Workflows and Systems for Bookkeepers and Accountants podcast with your host, Alyssa Lang, the founder and owner of Workflow Queen. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes and share this episode with a fellow bookkeeper or an accountant on social media, and also tag me on Instagram at Workflow Queen. The more that we work together to get this out in front of other people, the better I can help to serve this industry to create more solid systems and processes. Now, go take what you learned from today's episode and apply it into your practice so you can finally give yourself the brain space and freedom that you deserve. I can't wait to see you unfold throughout your journey, and thank you so much for tuning in to yet another episode. See you next time.